No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. This is an interview I've been looking forward to for a long time. McConan in the building. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. It's like the other day you came out of the Fat Nick show and just did like 3-4 songs and did your new song with Peep and stuff. And it was just like such a reminder of how fucking crazy your run was a few years back. And just how, like just your stage presence, everything. And I was just like, man, I fucking love this dude. And I fucking listened to those mixtapes, those early mixtapes, so much.
Thank you.
I don't know. It was just, like, a big fucking reminder. And then I put the clip on Instagram, and you were like, let's do the interview. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just like supporting the youth and, you know, people doing their thing.
What have you been up to lately? People want to know.
I've been chilling. Taking it easy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been dealing with a lot of, you know, personal stuff, you know, people passing, just dealing with, just trying to get level-headed. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, when my run started, when all that happened, like, a few years ago, it was, like, very from my neighborhood to main stage.
So fast.
Yeah, so fast. And so it's, like, I wasn't gamed on what to expect or anything like that. So I just kind of went out there into the, you know, the whirlwind of tour and success and all that shit. And then at the same time as that was happening, you know, I had like personal things happening in my life, like people with my family and, you know, close friends passing on, getting sick and stuff like that. And so I just tried to draw back a little bit and, you know, focus on that. And then started working with, you know, a few other artists out here. And, you know, I just been working on music at the same time, but just really take a step back off of the stage for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So was that an intentional decision on your part, or do you feel like you were sort of just being, like, ignored by the label at a certain point?
I think it was kind of like a personal decision, you know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, you know, the label respected that and let me go take my personal time, you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, it was just more of a personal decision because I wanted to be here. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be here, be able to do, you know, my art and stuff, what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? And you just have to put the brakes on yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And I've already been through a lot of things in my life to where I could sort of see, like, you know, down the road, if I don't stop, you know, it could be much worse and I forever stop. So I should stop and rework my shit and get it together.
I feel like, from my perspective as an outsider, like, just seeing you come out and stuff, it felt like your music was coming from this very, like, pure place. And, like, there was something about it that was different than a lot of what we had heard before, just in the sense that you were just so, just being so open, so based, like, is, like, a very good example of, like, what Lil B personified in a way, where it was, like, you were clearly just in the moment, freestyling, going off the head, and it just fucking worked. And then it just felt like things got complicated and all of a sudden that persona was like hard for, to whatever extent that was who you really were, it felt like all of a sudden there just became all, like, everything just got complicated as fuck.
Yeah, that's true. It did get complicated because I feel like that style that I was doing was a very artistic underground style, very DIY and stuff, and then I got thrown into, you know, mainstream, so to say. And so, like, was one of the first people from that type of style to go mainstream. And so while you're trying to, you know, trying to, you're up here on this main stage and shit, you want to sort of try to, like, please the mainstream audience, but it's like that really wasn't my audience. And so I started to, you know, I feel like a little trial and error on certain things. And it was just like, you know, I just need to go back to doing me and what I do. And, you know, that'll be it.
Who were your peers, like, in Atlanta when you were coming up? Because I when I think of you, I think of you as coming from, like, sort of the same generation as, like, Macko, Key, 2-9, like that sort of like Father, that whole, like, weird Atlanta, like, scene that was sort of, like, popping off for the first time. It was almost like the same thing was sort of going on in LA and, like, a lot of other places in a way, but you were, like, there was, like, a whole different sort of wave in Atlanta. Did you feel, like, connected to that as a scene and shit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a lot of just creativity going on in Atlanta at the time. Like, everybody was doing a lot of different styles. And so I was just, for me, like, I wanted to connect with all of them, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's style, and just see what we could all do together And so, you know, just worked with all those artists and like a lot of the producers. That's really where I made a lot of my relationships with, is like with Mike Will, Metro Boomin, Sunny Digital, DJ Spins, like 808 Mafia, TM88, Sunny, like all those people. So stuff like that. And then the other artists were out there. They were all on like Key, you know, Father, Awful Records, OG Macko, you know, Man Man Savage, like all of them were just, you know, like doing the same kind of like DIY weird type of trap shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's still all in the trap, but it's just different styles of music. You know what I'm saying? And so I think we just all, you know, had a new thing going on, and I guess it just caught a lot of people's attention, and you know, it took over.
But like, out of all those dudes, like, you were the one who got like the crazy mainstream attention, because you were the one out of all those dudes who had the hits and who actually sort of like leaned into it and actually, like, you know, was serious about it.
I mean, I think out of all those dudes, I was the one that got blessed with the Drake feature.
Yeah.
And so having that type of exposure puts you into a whole nother, you know, lane and stuff. And, you know, I guess that's just what happened. Everybody, I don't know, everybody didn't get a big feature like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if everybody would have got a big feature from bigger artists that was showing everybody love, then I think we, you know, it would have all been, I don't know, how, you know, however it is. But I was definitely one that got that, and I did try to sort of like go and work with everybody in the world at the time. You know what I'm saying? So,
do you still feel blessed when you think about that Drake feature? Or when you look at that, are you sort of like, that was in a lot of ways made your ascent, like your career all of a sudden just went out of control, like to a level that you weren't ready for? Like a lot of the dudes that we named before, yeah, maybe they didn't have that. Like somebody like Macko, I guess it's like almost, he had a similar thing too, where it's like he just got so big so fast.
Yeah. I think all of that was like at a new time too. You get so big so fast, and I feel like we were like some of the forefathers into breaking down into the streaming sound and all that, this era that we are in now and all that. But like, it was just a different time, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't as much attention on it as the way it is now. And it's like, we're kind of building the scene to make an arena. So now that, you know, everybody could, you know what I'm saying, just come on stage. Mm. Like at first it wasn't really the stage built for our type of sound.
Right.
And shit. So like, we all kind of knew, like, we got to make the demand, make the stage, make our own little party, make our own little scene, and then, you know, see where it goes. And then it just gets out of control to where you can't control it. Until it's just like, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted everybody to be a part, not everybody to be a part of it, but, you know, like, you wanted people to come be a part of it and be able to do their art and express themselves and, you know, do what we're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I think that's what it flourished to.
When I think about you, though, I think of you as being, like, you always seem like a so real sensitive guy. And I feel like, would you describe yourself that way? And was it hard for you to just take the amount of attention that was on you so fast?
Yeah, definitely. Because before that, I came from like being on house arrest and like being alone in my room. And so it's like literally going from being a loner to everybody claiming to be your friend and want to give you everything and just be around you all the time and all the shit. And so it's like, it's hard to, you know, like, it's hard to go from 0 to 100. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you're young.
Yeah. When you're young and you don't have no type of, you never talk to anybody that's like, yo, this is what happens when you go out here, this is what happens. And so it's like, it was a brand new adventure. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I'm still, you know, here to keep along my adventure.
But did your passion for making music change over the years, or is that something that was always consistent? Is that you still enjoyed being creative in that way?
Yeah, I still enjoy being creative a little bit, but like after a while, it does kind of it gets tricky because, you know, you start dealing with a lot of business, and then as an artist, you're used to releasing when you want to release, doing what you want to do, and like having these people, and then like you start getting to a new level, and then it's like starts getting more structured and more like you have to fall into the cycle type of thing. And so like being an artist from just DIY, no boundaries, and trying to get into the cycle is kind of like, you got to learn. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you just start taming yourself from being such a wild animal.
But then, like, your early stuff that went so crazy, a lot of it was, like, attractive to people because it was just, it seemed, like, very unhinged. Like, to me, it just felt like, oh, this is a dude doing a fuckload of drugs and just making some crazy-ass music off the top of his head. Is that accurate?
Yeah, but I think isn't everybody saying they're doing that now?
True. So. But yours just more than a lot of other people to me just felt so spur of the moment. So, like, I don't know. It was like a level of, like, excitement in a lot of that early stuff that people fell in love with. It just felt like there was, like, an urgency of you just sort of going in there and just one taking shit. In a way that, like, I can't – there's not that many people whose, like, mixtapes are, like, actually freestyled.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just try to stay true to the art and stuff. And a lot of people don't like the – art of, or I don't know if they don't like it, but you know, it's a lot of people want certain things. They want every line to be, you know, very written out and thought out and stuff like that. And there's other people that enjoy just the art of you freestyling and expressing yourself and being able to come up with a little melody, just something memorable, fun, and just, you know, to like give a feeling. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I try to do with my music, is just like give you a feeling with it rather than like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I make my music. It's more of a feeling to me, more than I don't know what else it'll be.
Is that part of the problem, though, is that when you feel like you're sort of being, like, crushed by the weight of your own celebrity and of the label and all that stuff, that it's hard to just get into that mentality of being able to be totally sporadic and creative and just freestyle? And
yeah, well, I mean, it's still a little easy, but then you start freestyling shit and then you start venting. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like people aren't really getting it.
Right.
And it's like, oh shit, this ain't really about smoking weed, pouring up, doing this shit. This is more about like, I'm dealing with a whole bunch of crazy shit and X, Y, and Z. And it's, you know, it's kind of on my nerves. And they're like, what? I don't get that.
Yeah.
More like life shit. And it's like, you know, it's like, I want party, turn up, freestyle shit. I don't really want you freestyling about life shit.
So. Yeah, and that's kind of the weird part about it, is that like you came in the game just making the stuff that was like really lighthearted, and then shit got serious. And it's just sort of, I don't know though. Wait, so this is the big thing that's come out recently, is just the song with Peep. Like, how did you meet him?
I first met Peep in like 2017 through Trapzillas.
Oh, okay.
Shouts out Trap.
Scheme was just in here saying that's how he met him too.
Yeah, yeah. Trap's his legend. I met him through Trap at first in, like, you know, February, and we talked on, like, Twitter or some shit, and DM'd, and I was like, I'm in L.A., he in L.A., and I picked him up at a spot in Echo Park, and we just rode in the car and, like, played each other's music, and he was, like, you know, telling me how much, you know, he was a fan and, like, what, you know, my music has done for him, X, Y, and Z, and I was like, oh, shit, that's dope, and let me check out your shit, and I was really vibing to it, and I was like, wow, we, you know what I'm saying, we resonate with each other as artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, you speaking on, like, the same type of shit, but from your point of view, you know what I'm saying? And so I was like, you know, that's a good little vibe. And then later on, I changed my management in, like, May, and then my manager had met with him in, like, I don't know, June or something, because they had linked up through, like, the same kind of, you know, mutual family management type of thing. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess who I'm with? I'm with Peep. And then Peep was like, oh, you know, we'll come and live. We were on FaceTime. And then my manager was like, yo, let's link up and you guys, you know, make an album, make some music together. I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. And then I saw him in July, end of July, and we started making music together.
So how much time do you actually spend working together?
I'd say, like, from the end of July, August, September, you know what I'm saying? Like, real heavy from the end of the summer and the fall, like that. And then, from that time, and, like, October a little bit.
How close did you guys become? Because you were working together a lot and stuff. It seemed like you guys were, like, best friends at a certain point.
Yeah, we did kind of become, like, best friends. It was very, like, a crazy friendship of, like, art. You know what I'm saying? We've definitely influenced each other by art, and it's, like, he likes my art and I like his art, and it's like, wow, this is, you know, expression, and we just, you know, just falling into, like, seeing, like, we're kind of so much like each other, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, he's from a different generation than I am, so it's like, wow, this is cool to connect with somebody, you know what I'm saying, young like this, and we just making art, and it's just, you know, friendships, and, like, tell him about my heartbreak, he tell me about his heartbreak, so we just, you know, start mending each other as friends, you know what I'm saying, just trying to, like, you know, it'll be all right, motivating each other as artists and stuff, like, to be better and stuff, so it's just, like, a great friendship that, you know, you just, it's rare to find, you know what I'm saying, it's just, like, it's somebody who's could be involved in your life in, like, all aspects, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you're not just my go out and party friend, or you're not just, like, my I make music in the studio with you friend, it's just like, wow, we really connect with each other on earth. You see things the way I see things, and, like, you know, it was just a good vibe, and it was just so fast the way, you know, it happened. It was just like natural chemistry.
Yeah, when I first heard about you guys working together, that definitely like just stood out to me as like, wow, I feel like you guys probably have similar energy and that you're just both like really like sensitive guys. I guess that's kind of like a boring word that I'm overusing here, but like, you know, just like very in tune with your feelings and stuff. And I could just imagine that that energy was just like very, I don't know, like you guys being able to be that close, it just, that stands out to me a lot as like probably like a really powerful pairing. Is that how it felt?
Yeah, definitely. And it's rare to find somebody like that that does music, or, you know what I'm saying, to have that type of friendship, because it was like, wow, this is a friendship. Like, we don't even have to go to the studio.
Right.
And me and you are laughing and joking and just having fun, and, you know, you the type of music you like, I like, and the clothing and fashion. So it's just like, you know, you're bonding with somebody, and it's just like you match up personality traits and all that to where it's like a balance, you know? Like, where I'm weak in areas, he's strong in areas, where he was weak in areas, I'm strong, to where it's like, you know, we balance each other out.
Was there something about that Falling Down song that stood out, like, even during the time that it was being made, or did that just sort of start to stand out later on as one of the better songs you guys made together?
No, it was always stood out. Like, when we first made it, it was definitely, like, one of the special songs we made, to where it's like, wow, you know, this is the one, you play it over and over, and we were just, you know, so happy when we made it, excited, and just, you know, it was definitely, like, you can tell when the track is special. And so it was like, definitely that was one of the special ones, along with some of the other few ones. But that one that we kind of played everybody for, they were like, yeah, I like this, I like this, I like this. So it just, you know, it became like, you know, what it's become.
Yeah. Did you ever have any sort of relationship or ever speak to X while he was alive?
Yeah, I talked to X one time in 2016. Oh. I think it may have been through you.
Really?
Or something, when he was in jail.
Yeah.
And like somebody called me in Portland. And I was in Portland at the time, and he was in jail. And I don't know. I know he was, like, he was dealing with you at the time or something. To where they were saying, like, you know, Adam's managing him or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yeah. And so we talked, and he was just telling me, like, you know, yo, you inspired me. Thank you for, you know, letting me call you, reach out to you. I just gave him some, you know, good words of, like, encouragement and stuff. And I'll tell him about the wave they had down there in South Florida.
Yeah.
This was, like, at the end of 2016. And I was like, yo, like, all y'all, like, y'all got a sick wave. Y'all stick together. Y'all go do stadiums. It was like him, Slump God, Pump, Perp, Fat Nick, like, Peep, like, everybody down there. I saw Peep was down there at a time in, like, South Florida for a minute. Mm. And so I had thought, like, you know, that was, they were all a big crew. You know how, like, me and Father and Key and all them came out of Atlanta.
Yeah, it's like similar sort of wave
exactly.
Or of energy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I was telling them, like, yo, like, me and my friends sort of, like, not split up, but we all were getting this attention. We all kind of went different ways to find ourselves, all playing the same shows and shit. And it was like, damn, like, we breaking up the bag, you know what I'm saying, by getting all these other people involved, even when we going to the same place. And I was like, y'all could just all stick together and just go all to the same places, but y'all the whole crew, because you got a whole scene. And he was definitely like a leader and stuff, so he was hearing me out a little bit. He was like, dope. But he was, you know, dealing with his I don't know what he was in for at the time, but, you know, it was like it was like some controversy shit. And so I was just like, you know, just stay positive, fam. You know what I'm saying? When you get out, keep doing your music, because you definitely got something. And, you know, that was kind of it.
That is, it's kind of crazy that him and Pete both reached out to you on, like, such similar levels. X even doing it from jail is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, I don't know, just that they both saw, like, your energy and, like, what you had done as, like, something that was real influential to them. That's wild.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely an honor when I was talking to both of them at the time. Especially when I talked to him in jail, because it was like, he's so mature.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it felt like I was talking to an adult who was, like, watching the game from a adult's point of view and, like, you know what I'm saying, bigging me up, giving me inspiration and, like, you know, motivation. And not just like, yo, man, I'm a fan. Thank you for all that you've done. It's just like he's looking at the culture from, you know what I'm saying, like a full point of view. And like, yo, I appreciate what you did. Keep doing your thing and stuff like that. And, you know, you inspired us kids. And like, here goes all these kids coming through in like 2017 and blowing it, you know what I'm saying, out the frame.
Yeah, that is crazy. Like, to think that what we call like SoundCloud rap now, that there was like, there's all these like generations of, even in Florida, you know, like people don't, when they talk about Pump and Ski Mask and everything, it's like an X, they don't talk about the like Space Ghost Perp and all that stuff that led up to it, same way that like they don't really talk about a lot, like the, like people just don't, they underestimate like how much over like the last like maybe 8 years or so like rap has just opened up to a lot of like different types of people that it wouldn't have been necessarily able to be stars before. Yeah,
definitely. It's changing so fast.
Yeah.
It's like every year it's a new class of a new wave of, you know what I'm saying, like music and style and people. And it's good though, because it just shows that it's motivation and the inspiration, and it's good into like the masses.
Mm.
So it's not just like the same type of person coming out of the same town doing the same thing.
Right. It's crazy too, because like I feel like if you had came out now, you would have been a lot less like controversial, you know, in the sense that like, I don't know, a lot of people just seemed like sort of like you were almost too weird for mainstream rap at the time. So it's like you were this person that everybody had to have a fucking opinion about, in a sense that now like rap has gotten like different enough and like more accepting of different types of people and shit, where I feel like now it would have been probably like you would have had to go through less bullshit like coming out now.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like had to pioneer the way, so like it could be a way now. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if I drop some new shit, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, people get it. Because it's like, you know, this is kind of like the, not the original sound, but like one of the original sounds that was inspiring these new sounds that we all getting into now. And so, you know, I just feel like it's good. I don't mind it. You know what I'm saying?
You haven't dropped a project in a while. Do you feel like there's just like a lot of pressure, or like what in your mind is like, like what would have to happen for you to drop like another full project?
I don't know. I've just been like saving a lot of music and work. Like me and Peep, that project was like, that was the one I was putting like a lot of time and everything into. So, you know what I'm saying? That was the one I was really focusing on. I still got like, I always record, you know what I'm saying? I got songs and stuff ready to go, but I'm just, I don't know. I just want to feel when it's right to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like rushing, because I used to just put out everything every day. And I feel like if people, I don't know, a lot of new fans now don't even know about the era. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'll just, you know, I don't know. I'll drop whenever, you know, it's good. I don't know whenever. I really don't know. It's like, it's no pressure for me to drop, but it's just like, I want to do it at the right time when I feel like the art and the visuals and everything is right, that I can give the people is what I'm trying to give you. And right. Not just like, yeah, I got a freestyle song, it's dope, but it's like, you know, I want to come with like a video, the visuals, to where you get the full art effect. Because I feel like that's what is out here now. And definitely like people like X and stuff, they start bringing the visual, you know what I'm saying? They start upping the ante in the type of like the music and art thing. So it's like, you know, I want to be able to present the full art and not just like, oh, here's some songs and hope y'all vibe to that. It's not like, I want to give you the song, the visual, go on tour, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whole artist thing.
Do you feel like when you're ready to do that the label will get behind you and actually be supportive of that? Is that something you worry about?
Nah. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they'll get behind me, but it's just like, we're talking now and I'm just figuring out what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't want to rush into like, you know, I just don't want to rush into dropping something that I'm really not passionate about just because it's, people want to hear Mekone music. You know what I'm saying? I want to give something to where it's like, this is timeless. It's a message with this. You understand this. Like, you could turn up to this. You can cry to this. You don't need, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need a full 10 projects. I just want to give you quality over quantity now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's dope. So how did you find out about Peep's passing? Like, where were you when that happened? And what place was your friendship at? Had you guys been spending much time together around that time?
Yeah. He was on tour. And so I was in Portland at home. I had got my wisdom teeth out that same day. And so I was just at home when it happened. And my manager called me and just broke me the news and stuff. And then I started like, you know, I guess you see it all online and stuff. And then it's like, damn, it's just unbelievable. So, you know, I was at home and I was dealing with my wisdom teeth being removed that same day.
Yeah.
So the same time that happened, my whole world was just like, you know, upside down. And our relationship was great. We talked every day. Like, I just talked to him the night before, and I was telling him, like, yo, I'm about to go get my wisdom teeth removed. And I was actually telling him, like, you know what? I want to wait. I want to wait. Because I, like, at first I had got, like, something in my tooth, and like it got infected, and I had to cancel like some shows, and then I got healed, and I was like, oh, I think now that I'm healed, I'll just come hang out with you on your tour. But he was like, nah, just go get your teeth done, and then after that we'll link up and, you know what I'm saying, heal and go, you know, go work and do some more music and shit. I was like, all right, cool. And then that was like the last time I talked to him, like the night before.
Damn. So yeah, like how has it been? Like, I'm sure that like it was just a crushing feeling. I mean, it was rough for everybody, but I mean, you just having such a close relationship to him at that time, being sort of like newer friends with him at that time, must have been particularly tough.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. It still is, you know. It's just like, I don't know, it's just hard to grasp, you know, because it's like someone I'm with every day, we're making all these plans and doing all these things, and you know what I'm saying, that's the last thing you're thinking, is somebody's gonna pass or somebody dies. But it's just like, it's what happens here on earth. Like, we all here for a limited time only. And so you just kind of have to accept it and just, you know, be stronger, remember the good times and, you know, that sort of thing. But it's just, you know, it's just hard still, because it's like, that was my friend. That was an artist I was making a whole art with. We were doing this whole thing. We were so happy and, like, doing this whole new art thing that was just kind of like, you know, it was fun, and we were ready to show the world. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like, he was so happy about it. You see in like clips of his last like Beats interview, he's so excited about the album and stuff. So it was something we were both very passionate about. And then the person that I'm doing this with passes away. So it's like, it's double, you know what I'm saying, heartbreak. Cause it's so, you know.
Yeah. It's been a fucking crazy thing to take in. Yeah, I don't know. Has it been, like, in terms of you watching the fallout publicly and, like, how people have, like, sort of remembered him and, like, the, I don't know, just a lot of the conversations about him and stuff. Do you feel like people get an accurate idea of who he was as a person, or do you feel like that's sort of been lost in the commotion?
I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I don't even know who's remembering what, you know what I'm saying? All I can know is what I remember and how I know him and stuff. And so I've not been out here trying to like fight my memories with other people's opinions of him and all that sort of thing. So it's like, everybody's entitled to their opinion on how they feel and what happened and, you know, whatever, how, you know what I'm saying? However they feel about whatever. And it's just like, I can't, it's not my place, or I just don't even feel right contesting with people and saying, oh, well, he was like this and this was like that and this happened and that happened. It's just like, I know when me and him were here, what we were doing and the people around us and for what I saw, the relationships, it is what it was. But like, you know, I don't know. It's just, I guess it, what happens when the time anybody passes, you know, everybody has something to say. And unfortunately, it's a lot of negative things that be said. And I just wish people would just say more positive things, just have more positive outlook of it. You know, it feels like people are trying to keep up a fight over, you know, both him and X passing, or just people passing. You know, people want to say, well, this way was this way, this is what he was doing, and that way was that way what he was doing. It's just like, look, if all y'all had relationships with these people, just be happy for your relationship with them, accept what has happened. We all hurting. There's nobody to blame. There's nobody to say, y'all wrong, y'all should have did this, and this shouldn't happen. It's just like, yo, it's something we all dealing with, and let's all deal with it and just, you know, heal and start moving on gracefully and, you know, being able to put differences aside rather than trying to keep up fights over and having rifts with people over people that have passed on.
Yeah, I feel like for a lot of people, like, it's just because a lot of people's fans were real young and they maybe haven't had to deal with loss that much, and so even a lot of like his friends and stuff who just maybe haven't had to necessarily like lose a lot of people that are in their age range, so it might be like their first time really dealing with something like this. So that's why I feel like in a lot of ways a lot of people have, I don't know, like some people just jumped out the window in terms of just saying like shit that I think is disrespectful about somebody who's passed.
Yeah, people, I feel like, you know, just if you have something negative to say, don't say it at all.
Yeah, brother, especially when somebody's passed.
Keep it to yourself, yeah.
You know? So were you aware of the idea of X getting on that song while X was still alive?
No, I didn't know about that until maybe after he passed.
Okay.
That he did something, and his family was saying, you know, like, there was something he was very passionate about before he passed, and, you know, like that. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, it was surprising. I was like, I didn't even know X was listening to what we was doing and, you know, anything like that. But I was like, you know, that's dope. I mean, music inspiring people to, you know. And I was like, yeah, that's when they presented it to me about the idea. And I was like, sure, like, I don't mind. I think it would be good for everyone.
So you were never really, like, offended when that idea was brought to the table of him replacing you on the song?
No, not offended. It was just going to be two versions, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I understand that, you know, it's like, I understand, you know what I'm saying? This is something his family was pushing, and it's something that's already there. It was really done, like, you know, it's like, why would I? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I believe in, like, the universe and things having law of attraction and happening for a reason. It's like, this is something I didn't ask for, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, this is a blessing that happened. I think it would be good for everybody, both legacies, all that. So I was like, you know, if this is helping families get closure and, you know what I'm saying, have some healing, and, you know, it's a rough time. So, you know, I'm not trying to be here to have any sort of, like, you know, oppositions to anyone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, I've been through loss a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's rough. It's tough. And it's like, you know, a lot of the times you don't want to, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know, Adam. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
no, I feel it. But were you always pushing for the original version of it to be released? Like, would you have been upset if it was only the X version that came out and if the world didn't get to hear the original version that you did together?
No, I mean, I really don't know. My goal was for the Peep and McConan album, the whole project that we did, you know what I'm saying? Because me and Peep spent a lot of time making a whole project of music. And so, you know, it's like, I just want to make sure the world be able to hear that whole project and, you know, get the thing that we were doing and, you know, just be able to enjoy it and hear it. And so, you know, the Peep and X thing, I thought that was great, you know what I'm saying, for both families, both legacies. And it's like, you know, me and Peep have our original music. It, you know, it's just, I don't, you know, this wasn't anything planned to, it's just like, it's something you just kind of go with the flow. And it's like, you know, just, you know, let time take its course.
Do you think, are you confident though that, like, the other material that you guys did together will actually come out? Or do you think that, like, some of those songs, the label's just going to fucking hack them up and, like, put fucking 6ix9ine on it or something?
No, I doubt that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, we did our work. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was mainly finished. We just got to, like, mix and master it. You know what I'm saying? Little producer tweaks to it. But, like, no, I don't think anybody's going to start the label do anything like that. Okay. I don't think that's how, you know what I'm saying? People 6ix9ine do that. Now. Like, I love 6ix9ine. Shout out 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine. Greatest living rapper.
Yeah. I mean, he is definitely the best new artist in 2018.
Best internet actor / musician. Because it's like, you can't separate, you know, the insanity from the music. The music's really good.
Yeah, the music's the dope. Everything part. Is dope. I love the whole persona, all of that. It's fun. It's entertaining.
Yeah. It's like, you know the other day I saw a compilation of the old Boonk Gang videos, like the early shit where he was just stealing stuff and that was like all he did. And yeah. I was like, damn, that was a good era. Like, that was really funny when he was just the guy that stole everything.
Yeah.
Things were so much simpler back then.
I don't know
much about Boonk.
Yeah, I do. I saw him on your show at the time.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. It was like before all that, it was a simpler time for Boonk. Yeah, so I don't know. When you wrote that verse on Falling Down, was there anything like that you remember in terms of like what was going through your head when you did that verse? When I was listening to it earlier today, it was like I was just thinking about where your head was at.
On Sunlight on Your Skin, what I wrote, or the hook, what the hook, me and Peep wrote?
The Falling Down one, yeah.
It was just like thinking about people or something, and like love, and like, you know, the overall like gist of it is like, you know, it's sunlight on you when I'm not around, right? But when we're together, it's raining. So let's watch the rain as it's, you know what I'm saying, as it's falling down. But it's like, say it's like when it's raining, that's when we could be together. But it's like some people don't fuck with the rain, and it's like, damn. So, but like, but when it's sunny, we have to be apart. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you alone in the sun, but you want to be with me, or, you know, the two people want to be together. And the only way y'all could be together is like in the rain. So like, you know, enjoy the rain, because one day it'll hopefully get sunny and y'all still together. That was like the kind of, you know, what we were thinking about in the hotel room, because we were riding it in the hotel room, and it was like a London day, gloomy.
Oh, so you were in London on that day?
Yeah, we were in London when we wrote.
Why do you have to be apart when the sun's out, though? Like, I feel what you mean, but it's like, damn, we can hang out when it's sunny out, too. Like, my girl probably feels like that, though. Like, oh, she gets to hang out with me more when bad shit happens. Like, if I broke my leg,
yeah,
you're going to get to hang out with me for a couple months.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the couch.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just how, I don't know, life is sometimes. It's like when you sit down, that's when people are around.
Mm.
Or like, you know, to help you at least.
Or I mean, think about the people you were making music with early on when you didn't have shit. You guys were all just hanging out, everybody together, good times. Yeah. Then all of a sudden shit starts blowing up. All of a sudden you're getting money. But as soon as you start getting money, it doesn't make any sense for everybody to be doing the same shit. Like what you were saying about the whole Florida scene or whatever. Yeah. It's like, as soon as everybody's got opportunities to go do shows, do tours, whatever, yeah, all of a sudden the bag's going to be bigger if you split up. It's just like an immediate incentive to do that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm high.
You smoke a lot of weed?
No, not as much as I used to. I've been chilling. I've been growing up. You know what I'm saying? Taking it easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that where you're at in your life now? Where do you live?
I live all over. Portland, L.A., New York. You know, I just like traveling. Shouts out Atlanta. I'm coming home soon. I wasn't supposed to announce it, but I was.
Do you, like, where do you stay when you're in these places? Do you stay in hotels or you got, like, different?
Yeah, well, sometimes hotels, friends' houses, family, friends. You know what I'm saying?
What do we catch McConan doing in an average day these days? I just want to know where your headspace is at.
I just be chilling, playing Fortnite, making music, just, you know, preparing myself for this new cycle of music, my life, myself, and, you know, doing all that shit. So just be preparing, really. You know what I'm saying? I don't really be doing shit. I don't be going out. Like, I just killed it. Like, I'm tired. Well, I'm not tired, but, you know, like, I did, like, 2 years of fully just partying, going out from boat party to this party, Miami, to here, to everywhere, to just, like, you know what I'm saying, turning up. And it's like, you need a break. At least my body needs a break. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to, like, take a break. And, you know, at the time I was taking breaks, focusing on other things just start, you know what I'm saying, happening. Life shit start happening. So you just got to, like, deal with life. You know, I'm just blessed to be able to be here today and do what I'm doing.
What's your drug intake like these days? Less than it was, or you still get down?
I mean, I get down at a festival, some place, you know, like to have fun at and get down. But most times I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? But like, I love a good party, festival, weekends, 3 week benders, you know what I'm saying?
3 week bender?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds serious.
Yeah, you just don't go as much. You just go hard for 3 weeks and then chill for like 2 months.
Holy shit, I could not imagine doing a 3 week bender. That sounds kind of fun, but at the same time, I would have to like completely like recalibrate my whole brain to be able to just like go in for that long.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm an old ass pussy, so.
I mean, you're not that old.
34.
That's not that bad.
In rap, it's like me and then there's Charlamagne. It's like I'm the oldest one besides him.
No, that's not bad. I mean, at the end of the day, is y'all are, you see, it's like it's a new hip hop and stuff, and rap is like a new culture. It just started, you know what I'm saying? So like y'all are still, everybody is still being new in the shit. You ain't never too old for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, but that's the interesting thing about you is that everybody else feels pressure. Like if I don't put a fucking video out for 2 days, I start to feel like, oh my God, I'm gonna fall off. you seem very comfortable in the spot you're in, and you seem pretty comfortable that, like, when you decide to make your return, that the people will greet it with open arms, which I think they will too.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just an artist, and you know what I'm saying? Like, so if people fuck with that, then they know, like, you know, what artists do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to keep attention every day from doing, you know what I'm saying, like, crazy antics and shit to try to, like, get people, you know what I'm saying, attention. It's like, I just do music. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. And with this level, I'm doing music, I want to be able to have sick videos, visuals. I want to have people, you know what I'm saying, in it. I want to incorporate this new culture that is happening, because it's happening as we speak. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's forever evolving. So I just want to be able to capture it and be a part of it and, like, you know, show it how it's evolving. You know, I don't expect everybody to keep doing the same shit over and over.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's moving so fast. We just need to, I think we need to have a better timeline of remembrance and, like, you know what I'm saying, understand how we got here. Because a lot of people forget about a lot of shit. Like, even before, I don't know, shit, bro.
Manager just dropped a bottle of alcohol.
There's bottle of Henny.
Glass everywhere. It's all right. Don't worry. We'll get it after, where it's just...
It's chill.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't drink, so...
You're off the alcohol.
Yeah, whenever I've been on alcohol.
I don't know.
Yeah, I never did alcohol like that.
That was never your thing?
Nah, I do a little shrooms, psychedelics, smoke a little weed, play a little video games.
Dude, I got some shrooms.
Go out. Do you?
I do.
That's lit.
Do you ever want to do some shrooms, let me know.
I'm down. We should go out camping somewhere.
Dude, that would be the wave.
And, like, fight a bear.
Dude, we're going to lose. Spoiler alert.
Nah, I thought
Unless we bring guns.
I thought Adam 22 stood for that means you kept the 22.
No.
What was the 22 for?
When I was 15, I made a screen name. I just threw the 22 after my name.
Okay, that's hard.
It's pretty boring, right?
Nah, you got a special number, 22.
I guess as long as we're on the topic, where the fuck did McConaughey come from?
My mom named me McConaughey.
Oh, okay.
And it's like the last name of the last royal family in Ethiopia.
Really?
Yeah, and like Ross McConan is the father of Tafari McConan. And so Ross Tafari and the whole shit got to deal with McConan in the name. It's an Ethiopian name.
You ever get the Ethiopian food from Little Ethiopia down here on Fairfax?
Yeah, I do. I went over there for like my birthday in April.
It's fire.
Yeah, it is fire.
It's that a lot big of old pancake.
Places. Yeah.
Just scooping all that food up.
Yeah.
I'm always telling my girl I'm going to bring her over there because I haven't been in like 5-6 years either.
Yeah, I just went.
That's lit. Damn. When's the last time you did shrooms?
Yesterday.
How was it?
It was cool. The moon was out. It was pretty.
Who were you with? You were alone?
No, I was with some friends, some close family friends. You know what I'm saying? People from out of town visiting.
You kick it with any rappers or like music people these days on a personal level?
Yeah, I guess. And I really don't even know. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't kick it with anybody, really. I just be chilling, you know what I'm saying, working. And so I see people at the workhouse.
Yeah, what, at the studio?
Yeah, at the studio, like, you know, out mingling at the clubs. You know, all this shit is work. I gotta, you know what I'm saying?
You still hit the clubs?
Yeah, every now and then. I like to see what's going on. It'd be lit. You go to the clubs?
Once in a blue moon.
Where you go out to?
I mean, like, me and my girl went to, like, Warwick and shit the other day.
What's that?
It's just most basic-ass Hollywood club that people go to.
Like, somebody performed, or it's just, like, turned up, lit?
Nah, nobody performed. There's just, like, some fucking hot-ass model girl came in here and was like, oh, I want to go out with you and your girl. So I actually, like, got motivated. I'm like, hey, babe, we're going out.
You and your girl leaning the plug.
Mm.
So y'all got it going on.
Yeah, we be getting around.
You know what? This would be a dope idea. Y'all should do couple retreats.
Couple retreats, like, with other couples?
Yeah, and show them how to get down and have fun and, like, rave, party, you know what I'm saying? And be a good couple. Because y'all cool, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
Y'all look like y'all have a good time and shit, and y'all really enjoy each other's company.
We do have a good time. It feels like a lot of people, like, are kind of insecure to do the whole, like, messing around with other people thing.
Oh, well, you ain't got to mess around. Oh, I mean... Well,
no, yeah. I just mean in general. Oh, yeah, it's kind of hard to, like, give... I don't know. I always see people tweeting that.
Everybody like, not as open and stuff. You know, yeah. people a lot of people ain't doing as much nowadays because of the phones and shit. A lot of people are just, you know, online living it through avatars and shit.
That's true. What's your love life like these days? You seen anybody?
No, I'm single.
You love sick?
No, I just be focusing on myself. You know what I'm saying? I just focus on myself. I see, you know, people time to time, hang out, see what love is like, but it's whatever.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
No, it ain't no pressure. I mean, it's like, you know, right now, I'm in the time right now to focus on myself, to try to capture my goals and do the things I want to do.
Do you feel like it's hard to focus on yourself sometimes because everybody you meet does have, like, preconceived notions about you and stuff because you've just became so well known in such a short period of time, and everybody like probably like if you meet some girl or you meet somebody, they already have ideas about you.
Yeah, they do. Everybody got ideas from what they see online, I guess. So, you know, that's fine. It's hard to I like going places where don't nobody really know me, and then after they find out, it's like, oh shit, it's lit. But like, yeah, we fucked with you before that shit. So it's a lot of places like that I could do. Cause I feel like as much as I'm well known in the industry, but I'm really not well known like that. So where I could still mingle and walk around, and people be like, "Oh, you look familiar," but I really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you also switched your whole look up right after you popped off.
Yeah.
Went on that fucking cocaine and celery diet.
I don't know if that was the diet, but if that's what it takes for people to get down, how do you got to get down?
Nah, but you lost like 50 fucking pounds or some shit right after you got in the game, right?
Yeah. I wanted to stay on stage and perform. You know what I'm saying? And like, I partied. I went hard and, you know, turned it out and shut it down everywhere. But you just got to focus. I had to focus on my health at the end of the day because, like, I just couldn't keep up with the demand. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you on this. I go from like down here to like, hey, yeah, I'm just chilling. I ain't really doing shit. I could do a little show here, hang out. And then it's like, oh shit, every other day you got a show. Every weekend you go into another six places. And it's like, oh shit, I gotta be up here to turn up for everybody. I can't just give y'all a good show in Colorado and not do a good show in Memphis.
And also hit the buffet.
Yeah, I still hit the buffet. But you know, I just don't go as hard. Except for like sometimes when I know I ain't got to do shit, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they'll get on us for body shaming about this, but I can say from experience that being fat sucks. Like, just from like, it's just tough to be really, really productive and like go hard all day, every day when you're not. And you know, it doesn't matter if you're fat.
I was killing it.
You were?
Yeah. You know, I didn't even know I was that fat. Because I, for real, I had to look back at pictures and then I was like, so this is why they was acting like that. Because there was a few times when I got some looks like, and I'm like, what? I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? You in the little ass club in New York and you big as fuck smoking over here and you're doing a lot.
So you had to get clout in order for someone to tell you that you were overweight? Because I didn't have to do that at all. My mom and my girlfriend.
My mom used to always tell me, but I thought she was just kidding. Not kidding, but you know what I'm saying? Just like on some mom shit. Shouts out my mom. Shouts out all the moms, dads, parents, everybody worldwide.
Yes. Shout out to all the mothers, all the single mothers.
Yeah.
DM us.
Yeah.
We want to take care of your kids. Fuck.
For a price.
You do babysitting.
For 17 and up to where like y'all just need a little place to go outside and like learn how to smoke weed.
Oh.
Drink a little alcohol.
No, that is a good idea. Teach them how to grow up like respectfully.
Yeah, just respectfully.
Yeah.
And if you get in trouble, sometimes you just call the cops on their ass and see how they handle it.
Yeah. Like your first time taking ecstasy, make sure they don't like jump off a building or.
Now, make sure you at like the fucking party at a rave with a beach or some shit and there's lifeguards and everybody around and you with experienced people that can tell you you're doing too much. And yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Everybody's doing too much.
That is true.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about anymore. So what are you excited about at this point in your life? Like what, like it's interesting that you're like sort of it feels like you're on this sort of like self-imposed like exile from, you know, really trying to be the star.
Oh,
you know, just from, but from like the spotlight, but it feels like, you know, that you're going to make another run at it in the future and you're just sort of biding your time and like taking time to yourself.
You just got to train a little bit. Like, you know, at least I do. Yeah, taking some time for myself because, you know, it's a whirlwind, especially for me. And so, like, I had to I was experimenting with a lot of shit when I was in my whirlwind. And then I finally, like, settled down out of it, tried to land it as safely as I could. And it was like, whoa, that shit was crazy. Next time I go around, I got to make sure I got the proper gear and shit. Because last time it was, like, on the fly. Mm. And then you start flying out there and seeing, like, oh, shit, this motherfucker's really out here doing this shit, bro. You better go home and get some real goddamn wings.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Do you feel like... Yeah. Do you feel like you're going to be ready for it when you decide to to drop another project? Do you think you'll drop its project within a year, 2 years?
Yeah, I may drop it before the year end. I got a sick single with Gucci Mane and I'm just chilling on ice.
Really?
It's burning over there.
So Icy Boys McConan.
Yeah, shouts out Gucci.
That was a great era. I miss the So Icy Boys era.
Yeah, I miss a lot of eras. It's changed so fast.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I try to talk to some of these young kids about certain eras, and they don't even know. They tell me about, like, my era 3-4 years ago. Mm. And I just be like, damn, you was, like, 14.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, like, it was a whole nother time.
A kid sent in a song the other day. I was listening to it. And in the song, he just said that he started rapping because of Lil Skies. I'm like, Lil Skies popped off, like, 4 months ago. What the fuck, man? This shit is moving at the craziest pace ever.
It's moving crazy. It's good, though. I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? You got anything else you want to say to the world before we wrap this up?
Shouts out to Milcaveli. Shouts out Val. Shouts out Trapzilla. Shouts out everybody. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out. I like where I'm at. Shouts out. Everybody deserves shouts outs. I really don't have nothing else to say other than drink more water and, you know.
That's still the wave.
It's always the wave.
Okay.
And I'll see y'all soon, hopefully, with treats.
How many gallons of water do you drink a day?
I try to get at least one, but, you know, I don't hit it off some days.
Oh, yeah. One is bare minimum.
How much you be going for?
Man, I love to hit two, but that's tough.
I feel that.
If I hit the gym, I could do two.
You be hitting the gym?
Yeah.
What gym you go to?
This is like a private personal training gym thing in Beverly Hills.
I feel you.
Feel me?
I feel that.
No, I can't go to 24-hour fitness, man.
Why? Too many people notice you?
Once you get used to going to the fucking private gym thing, oh my God, I just can't even imagine having to like wait in line for a fucking dirty-ass truck driver to finish bench pressing.
Yeah.
And actually, though, that was why I kind of stopped going to 24-hour fitness is I started to just get recognized a lot. And I was just like, man, I cannot. Like, working out to me is such a private thing. I don't want anyone to fucking talk to me when I'm doing that shit.
Let's say your form is fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Imagine a video dropping of you working out looking goofy as fuck. That would be the worst.
Hell yeah.
When I went to that gym, the first thing I told them, I'm like, yo, I'm like low-key kind of a public figure. Please don't put me on your Instagram story. I'm like so they just know not to film me or whatever, but I can tell they kind of resent it.
Do you get caught up in shit a lot where people be trying to like get you in a fucked up situation?
No. I try to stay low-key, stay away from all the fucking weird-ass people and stuff, keep a bunch of goons around me whenever I go anywhere in case anything goes on.
I feel that. Shouts out No Jumper.
Hey, appreciate that, man.
Shouts out Adam22.
I appreciate you coming through and having a conversation with us. You know, I'm always, like, trying to document people who have important contributions to, like, this scene. And it's, like, just the fact that Peep and X both reached out to you on such similar shit. And, like, I don't know. It's just, like, that to me just shows the importance of, like, the impact that you have, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, shouts out all the young kids out here doing their thing. A lot of them reach out to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely trying to work with a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? So... it's all love, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little somber, you know what I'm saying? Because they both gone. And so, like, you know, even though the songs is out, it just feel like, you know, it just ain't as happy as, you know, you would think when they're both here and, you know, was able to, you know what I'm saying, do something like this. But, you know, I'm just glad it's out for the fans and everybody can enjoy it. And, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know what I'm saying, be able to move on gracefully and not, you know, feel so sad.
For the record, that's the biggest roach anybody's ever left in this ashtray. Look at that thing. That's like 2.5 inches right there.
Oh, that's perfect, then. Give him a little cousin.
Gift. All right. Yo, I appreciate you, McConan. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Yo, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, even though I haven't updated those in a couple months. Rest in peace to Peep and X. We love you. Won't forget about you. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Like an elf, people got no joy. It's cold.